30-year corrections veteran Gene Palmer was arrested Wednesday night and charged with promoting prison contraband, a Class D felony, two counts of tampering with physical evidence, Class E felonies, and one count of official misconduct, a Class A misdemeanor. He was arraigned in Plattsburgh Town Court and was released after posting $25,000 bail. Palmer's lawyer, Andrew Brockway, who was unavailable Thursday morning, told CNN's Anderson Cooper after the arraignment that his client will enter a not guilty plea.
I believe it's fair to say that the district attorney and myself were both surprised. The state police are the ones that filed the charges. I got a text from the district attorney. We're both surprised this happened very quickly. Mr. Palmer has been completely cooperative with the investigation. The district attorney has said publicly that he does not believe that my client knew that the escape was being planned. My client understands that this is a public emergency. He wants to help with any information that he has. He understands that he made a mistake with the whole meat fiasco. He will continue to cooperate. He's a man of integrity who made some mistakes.
Clinton County District Attorney Andrew Wiley was also unavailable Thursday morning, but backed up Brockway's comments in an interview with CBS News reporter Anna Werner, describing how prison tailor Joyce Mitchell, also facing charges, smuggled items to the now fugitives.
She put the hacksaw blades, put the other screwdriver bits in the hamburger, froze it, and then brought it into the facility. The correction officer, Gene Palmer, came, collected it, and then brought it to Matt.
And you believe he did so unwittingly?
Yes, without knowing that the tools were inside the meat.
Palmer is scheduled to make a court appearance at 4 p.m. Thursday marks the 20th day of the search for escaped prison inmates David Sweat and Richard Matt. Updating search efforts midday Wednesday, Troop B Commander Major Charles Guess said law enforcement is focusing on a region near Dannemora in the town of Belmont, a sprawling area west of the prison and south of Malone.
Our current search area is approximately 75 square miles within Franklin County. Although no evidence exists that the escapees are in the town of Malone or village of Malone, a search will begin in that area in an attempt to ensure the safety of area residents. More than 1,000 federal, state, and law enforcement members are involved in this search area.
DNA evidence shows that Matt and Sweat had taken refuge in a remote hunting cabin on Black Cat Mountain near Mountain View and Owl's Head sometime Saturday. Guests noted that weapons and ammunition are typically stored in many of the hundreds of hunting camps in the area. While there's no way to tell if the fugitives are armed, he concludes that it's not unreasonable to assume that the pair could have obtained firearms.
I do not have confirmatory evidence that a particular shotgun is missing. I would point out to you that just about every cabin or outbuilding in the North Country has one or more shotguns or weapons, and we have since day one operated under the belief that these men are armed. They're extremely dangerous. They're cunning. Why wouldn't they try to arm themselves immediately upon escape?
The charges Palmer faces carry sentences of 1 1/3 to 4 years and 2 1/3 to 7 years. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.